The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hello and welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Today, we want to talk about Never Too Late, the name of our show, Never Too Late. There's a story about a lion cub that was separated from its pride when it was just a little cub. And sure enough, he ran into a group of sheep that took him in, raised him with sheep's mannerism and way of life, diet, lifestyle, everything else. And at some point, he believed or was convinced he was a sheep. He grew his entire life that way and did what the sheep did. And that was the life. The lion, though he was a full-grown lion, was a lifestyle he knew. And he lived that life until one day he heard a roar from an animal. Being inquisitive, he went and saw another animal that looked just like him. And the sheep ran away. He stayed. He was curious. And eventually he realized he was the same as the other lions. And he wasn't afraid. He stayed with the lions and remembered who he was and how his life should be. And he broke that belief he had, the way he was raised. And he lived the rest of his life as a lion. He was fully convinced growing up with the sheep that he was one of them. But eventually something changed and he just happened to run into someone, another animal, that reminded him of who he was. The point to this, it was never too late for him to wake up and realize who he is and become the king that he was born to be, his birthright. The lion lived the rest of his life as a lion, as he is supposed to, as he was born to do. It was not late, and it is never too late to make that change in your mind. How to become who you truly are, how to wake up, step out of what you were told by your parents, by society, by everybody, everything that surrounds you, including your mannerism. Remember, the parents are only teaching you what they know. And if they don't know any better or different, they're only able to teach you what they know. It is not humanly possible to teach something that you yourself don't know. You could refer, you could recommend, you could suggest. But if you're trying to teach somebody something, you yourself must know it. It is not humanly possible. Welcome to the show. We talk about raising you to a higher level of consciousness, waking you up, making you realize that you are that lion and you should not be living your life as a sheep. Wake up to your reality where you know that you are limitless. There's a lot more to you than you know. The tool that showed up with you, the tools that showed up with you and is with you, within you, will give you the guidance that is required for you to be the person you're supposed to be, for you to remember who you are. Unfortunately, for many of us, we were raised with a different mindset. We were told often, some of us, that we were not worthy, we can't do it, it's not good enough, we can't rise to that level, we can't accomplish. And these were the negative things that were told to us. Unfortunately, we internalize them. We make it our truth, which is often taking us away from the absolute truth as to who you are, you as a human being. Every single one of us has come to this planet by the same method. We will leave by the same method when we choose to leave the body to return to a spiritual existence without the body. The reason we show up here anyway was to experience what it's like to be in the physical sense, to be able to touch things and have feelings, have emotions, and to be able to relate and live with each other and be tolerant of everyone because we are all the same. You may feel that you're different. Maybe you feel superior or inferior. That is not the case. That is something that you have learned. Showing up here, we all started at the same finish, at the same starting line, and we will finish at the same end line, not necessarily the same time frame. One of the things I want you to be mindful of is on your tombstone, should you have one, it will indicate a day that you were born and indicate a day that you died. And between is a simple dash, 19 something to 19 something else, and a dash in the middle. We need for you to elaborate on that dash because it represents your life. And what does it mean? Usually it is symbolized by a simple dash, this date to that date and a dash in the middle. You have to be able to utilize that dash and realize it's the important part of your existence, though it's not mentioned. You started here, you ended there, and dash. What does that dash represent to you? And this is something that you need to find out. Wake up. Wake up to your own reality. Wake up to your own truth, the absolute truth. Don't blame anybody from our past that has guided us in a path that is not serving us. Remember, you have the ability to change every single thing about you. Remember that where you stand today was the thoughts you had yesterday. And if you choose to be in a different place tomorrow, you need to change the pattern in which you take these ideas from other people into your lives. We must remember who we are. We must wake up to our own reality. Remember that if the God exists, the God that does exist is you, and you need to act accordingly. We try to get you to wake up, to understand that. Yes, you are limitless. We do have a time frame that we spend in this body. When it's over, we will lay it down, get a new one, and start again. But in the meantime, we want you to focus on what does it represent when it shows on your tombstone, should you have one, a simple dash. And that's the life that you must live. We want you to wake up and experience that and see that you're not just a dash. You represent something. You have brought something to the table. You have a message to deliver. You have a lesson to teach. And that dash does not express what you've done from the day you've started until the day you've ended. We need to wake up and realize that we're a lot more than that dash. Welcome to the show, everybody. I want to thank all my listeners, longtime listeners, as well as the new listeners. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. It's a beautiful day. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're fine. I hope you realize that we're trying to get you to wake up and realize that you are limitless. You have the ability to accomplish all that you desire in life. Whatever situation that you may be a part of today, remember, you have that ability to change it. And it's not only the mindset, it also have the ability to change how you may be in the physical being, your health. The body is very forgiving. And if you've been torturing it for a very long time or doing something different to it, stop now, stop it, and it will repair itself. Give it the proper food that it needs, that it requires. Give the brain the food that it wants and step away from the truth, from something that you consider to be truth, but may not necessarily be that way. Wake up. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. I want to thank everybody from all around the world who's listening to our show. Thank you for the support you've given us over the years that we've been on doing this show. Welcome to everybody. Welcome home. I had to tell the story about the lion because a lot of the times what we were set out to do, our greatness that we wanted to accomplish, the lesson that we were supposed to teach or deliver to the rest of the world, sometimes we were guided away from it. And not to blame those who were giving us the lessons or the teachings, but to say that they themselves did not know. They got their teachings from their parents or their society, culture, whatever part of it, and they relay it to you. Not necessarily the truth for you. They did an awesome job. But when I say they, I'm talking about the ones that raised you, your ancestors, your parents, maybe the society that you're a part of. They did what they thought was the truth. At this point, you have, or you need to find the absolute truth. This is why we say, wake up. And you must wake up. It's your birthright. That lion that thought he was a sheep or lived among the sheep and did what they did and learned their mannerism, knew at some point he was doing what he was supposed to do until there was a reality check and he stood up and realize that he's not supposed to be living among the sheep, that he is in fact the king of the jungle. We have that same ability to wake up. We have that innate message within us. We have all the tools within our toolbox, if you want to call it that, that showed up when we accepted a body and started living as human beings. Are you living in a situation that isn't serving you, that you're not happy with, that's making you angry, that's putting you off? You feel as if there's more to you than you're expressing in your everyday life. Are you in that relationship because you feel you can't do any better? Are you in that job because you feel this is it for you? Are you living among people, society, anywhere where you feel that this is the best that you could possibly do? You have just limited yourself, and in all those examples, you have settled. You have settled. We're not designed to settle. You have the ability, you have the ability to rise up. What may be keeping you there is you probably think that you're not worthy. You're not deserving. You're not good enough. This would have been information that was given to you. You've internalized it and you have considered it to be the truth. And you're living with that information, thinking it is the truth, but it's not the truth. Remember, the lion had to step out of what he knew or thought was his truth and eventually found his place back on the top to become that king. Wake up. Wake up. There is a lot more to you than you're pretending or that you're putting out there. You are limitless, and this you should know. This is why we're saying today, it's never too late. Wake up and step into the path of your spiritual birthright. Live the life that you intended to live. Do not allow yourself to settle. You must wake up. This is our show today. You're talking to Barrington, or listening to Barrington, sorry, and we're talking about waking up and having the ability to change the possession that you're in. However you live in your life, I hope you're happy with it. However, if you are not, there's always another way. You may consider yourself settling because it feels comfortable. You accepted it. What if there's a lot more that you should be delivering to the rest of the world? What if you have that special talent, that amazing recipe, that cure for that illness that exists among us? What if that is the person that showed up here to do that delivery, but because you have settled, you've cheated everybody else that could benefit from the talent that you have? Find who you are. Remember who you are. Find yourself. Wake up. Give it your all. You need to fight this as if you were the third monkey on Noah's Ark. They'll only accept two. So there'll be a lot of fighting going on, but you need to step up and not hide, or not thinking that you will just go through life, head in the sand, and hope that the time will pass and you do not have to challenge anything about you. This or that is you settling. You're not designed for that, and that cannot be your purpose. Find your purpose, and I assure you, it's not for you to duck your head down and pretend that you don't want to live the life that you showed up for, that you signed up for. Step into the spiritual world. Step into all that is great. Step into what will elevate you to your kingship, to the crown, to the throne, whatever it may be. You had a purpose, then you have the right and the ability to find that purpose. How? You just have to wake up. Give yourself a good shake. Look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, are you doing what you want to do? Are you doing all that you can do? Are you living your best self? If not, there's the room for improvement and a method to change all that. First, you must wake up and take a step towards your greatness. You are not the sheep. Maybe you are. But if you're not, waking up, it's your obligation. Passing on the message or educating the children, if you choose not to live your full potential, your best self, consider this. What are you teaching those who are looking to you for guidance? What message are you giving to the children that you're raising? Are you telling them also it's okay for them to give up? Because by you not stepping up or waking up, you're subjecting them to follow the path that you're on, be it right or wrong. Without knowing, they will follow your path to a distance, and they themselves may realize they are a lion and not want to live as a sheep. So consider what you're offering to those that is relying on you to guide for guidance. Step up and do it. If not for you, for those that may depend on you. Have we got any emails there,
sir? Yes, we do. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. You could write in right now, and our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Alex wrote in. And Alex says, I absolutely love the sheep story. It makes a lot of sense. And that's from Alex. And Connie wrote in and said, let's not forget about 911 today and all the people that went through that terrible ordeal. That's from Connie. Danny said, I listen to your show often, and I always notice you set examples for people that are good. But it also sounds like when you talk about how you were raised, good, bad, sometimes terrible, etc., it sounds like you went through some of these experiences as a child. I'm sorry if you were raised bad. That's from Danny. Let's see here. Greg says, we are all humans. We all have a heart and a head and lungs, etc. But the decisions we make in life make us different. We're not the same. And that's from Greg. And let's see here. Iris says, when our body dies and we get a new one and we come back, how many times do we come back? Does this go on for eternity? That's from Iris. And back to you, Barrington.
Okay, Iris, thank you very much for that. How often do we come back? That's a good question. Life continues, and life has been going on forever. I don't know if anybody knows how long we've been here. Scientists have done studies as to how long. They say the oldest human remains they found was Lucy, which is approximately 3 million years ago. How often do we come back? We're living today, and we're part of her because we just recycle. Nothing on the earth is brand new. Everything comes and it goes. How often do we come back? I think we have the choice because we chose to be here as human beings to experience what it's like to be human beings. I think if we had come to deliver a particular service, a message, or whatever it is, if we miss that mark, we will return to do it. I was told at some point in my life, I've been here 52 times. I don't trust that anymore, but people do repeat lives many, many, many times, depending on their purpose or what it is they're trying to accomplish by being human beings. But it was a choice to be a human being, so I feel very comfortable in saying there is a choice not to be back or not to be human beings anymore. How many times, I can't tell you, but it's all different. There's many methods in which you could use to find out how many times. There's past life regressions, and they could tell you that if you believe in that. And you can also realize that if you've come to serve a purpose, a lot of people have showed up in our existence to deliver an awesome message as to how we should live among ourselves and how we should conduct ourselves and to be tolerant of each other. So your method of people coming back, it's a big conveyor belt. It's a circle of life, and you play a role in it, like the conveyor belt. This is a circle of life. At some point, you step up, and when you're not here in the physical sense, you are here in the spiritual sense, because we don't go anywhere. There's nowhere to go. You keep circling. I do believe, personal opinion on this one, we do have the right to choose not to come back. How many times? It depends on what your message that you're trying to put out there is and how long it'll take you to accomplish that. I hope I answered that question for you correctly, Iris. Human beings are the same. Greg, this is your question. You're saying we're not the same. The choices that we've made, a lot of the choices that we've made is conducive to how we've lived our lives. We all have the two wolves in us, the good and the bad, if you want to call it that. And we have this ability to choose the path that we're on. But as it is at birth and start or the beginning of the cup, the new cup that you've just acquired the day you showed up here, we were all the same. When you skin it down and take out what we have different ideas, I like the Tesla. Some people don't. Like the BMW, other people don't. These are the choices that we made based on how we've lived our lives. But if you take all that away and empty the cup, we're still pure human beings. And at that point, we're all the same. We've all come from the same place, and we all live relatively the same lives for the span that we've been here. So when you've removed all the ideas and thoughts that you've put in your path and live the life that you want to live, it's removing the content of the cup. The pure empty cup is the same. What we put in it, it's different. I would love to think some of us put vodka in it, or beer, or coffee, or water, or maybe just sand. But the concept of it is the same. We're all the same from the very same place. And when we get here, we are told, or we are guided, or we choose to take this journey, that journey. Before all of that begin, Greg, and at the end of it, we're all the same. There's no difference between you and me other than the ideas that we may have developed, which is probably how we live our, because of how we've lived our lives. We are all the same. Don't make a mistake with that. We start the same. We've come here the same way. We relatively wake up and breathe and eat and go to sleep and die the same way, not the same method, but we return to where we've come from by the very same method, by exiting the body. What you do in the midst of it all, that dash that we talked about in the middle, is what we may think makes us different. We are not any different. You may like one thing and the person that stands beside you like another thing. That's preference. It has nothing to do with where the decisions are coming from. We're all the same. Don't mistake that. Danny, it's interesting because I had a conversation after last week's show, and we've talked about the good examples and the bad examples. And another person had called in and wrote in and said that it seems as if I've had a very bad or rough or harsh upbringing. No, that's not the case. Actually, I had a pretty good upbringing. I loved it. Not all of it to the moment of it, but I reflect on it now and look back and realize it was good. It was safe, educational, and has brought me to where I am. Now, when you label something good or bad, that's judgment and opinion. You could say it's good. I think potatoes for dinner is good. Others might not. I think getting, you know, disciplined by your parents is bad, but others might not. You might realize the benefit of it all. Good and bad is relative to one's opinion. It is good because you think it's good, or it's bad because you think it's bad. Society has their own standard of good and bad. If it's good, you will worship it, and if it's bad, you'll run away from it and neglect it. But it is still just relative to another person's opinion. It's hard to define what I consider good and try to sell it to the world or to anybody who's listening and have them agree that it's good. It's relative to your own opinion. As for my upbringing, and this is the second time I'm touching on this, I don't know what I have said or how I brought this into the on the show that they would interpret it as bad. My life has been awesome. all of it's been good. The education, the road towards where I sit today has been fantastic. My opinion of it, it was good. I hope that I'm not saying something that other people may hear and internalize it on their part based on their opinion to call it bad. You have to walk in my shoes before you have a clear view as to what is good or bad. My opinion, mine was fantastic. So I hope me saying all these things and good examples and all this isn't being interpreted as bad. It is relative to one's opinion. I know my upbringing has been awesome. I know it was good. Others may have been in the same situation and think it's bad. One thing I want to add to all of this is to categorize good or bad for another person is judgmental. And we don't have that right to be judging other people. What we see as bad may be darn good for them. What we see as good may be the worst for them. So it's easier to carry on this attitude through life to understand that another person's opinion of you is not your business. We will do well among ourselves if we don't cast judgment on anyone else. Connie, remember 9/11, September the 11th. It's awesome. It's good that we reflect on it. We are not talking about the atrocities of the world. We're trying to get people to rise up to be their best selves and to live an awesome life. We're not taking anything away from what's happened and the disasters of the world or the ill-minded things that people will do in the world. We're not subjected to belittling any of it. We want to be honoring everybody for living a fantastic life. 9/11 was a horrible thing, depending on who you're asking, and there's double-sided opinion on both sides, but that's not what we want to talk about. Alex, you love the sheep story. Yes, I've heard that many, many years ago, and it's actually true to life, to all of us. A lot of us are living this life as a sheep, and we don't know, not to disrespect the sheep. I'm sure they're loving it, and I know they believe their life is good. That's why they're doing it. But we could look at it and think it's better to be the lion. That, again, is judgment, but it's relative to one's own opinion. You know, the sheep may just simply say, that's too much pressure, heavy lies the head that wears the crown. Who wants to be a king? And the lion will probably have the very same thing of saying, are you kidding me? It's the best place in the world to be. You must be a king. But again, it's relative to opinion. But the story itself, which is what you're talking about, I respect the fact that you brought that up. I love it. Because it is the truth to our own existence. Because a lot of us has this great ability to rise up and do awesome things, but we just don't know that we can. We don't believe that we can based on what others have told us. We believe, we hold our heads down, and we just go through life, just going through the motion. It's going to be over soon, and not challenging all the little inside conversations that we have with ourselves as to say, I do have more. I can produce more. I can go a little further. I can lift a little bit more. We have those conversations within us, or we don't, and say, I don't want to do more. I want to do less. I want to, you know, just cruise through and put up my foot and enjoy life. Whatever the conversation you're having within yourself, of course, you have to know that you have that ability to create that for your life. The story about the lion and the sheep is simply to say that we can't force the lion, shouldn't convince the lion to live a life as a sheep. He won't blend in. He'll be eating his sisters and brothers. However, we have that ability to change everything within ourselves. The story that I told earlier about the lion, thank you, Alex, for loving it, is simply saying that you may have greater potential within you that you're not utilizing. You also could have too much on your plate that you're carrying, you need to find out, we, all of us, needs to find out where do we stand and what makes us comfortable. But settling is not an option. Do not settle. Do not take it as the gospel and believe that this is how you should journey through this path that you chose for yourself. You made a conscious decision to become a human being. You made a conscious decision to come here. Wake up to a higher level of consciousness and understanding who you are, and to know yourself and to know your purpose. The story of the lion and the sheep. And I said, I heard it many, many years ago. And fortunately for me, I remember these things. You need to know if you're living the life as the lion when you're not, or the sheep when you're not. Find out. The path would be a lot easier for everybody. Thank you for all of that. You're listening to Barrington Awaken. There's a book called Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. If you're interested in this, it will give you a little guide through life as to how you can find your way back to your path, how you can shred, get rid of the mane as the lion and live as a sheep, or vice versa. Where do you stand? What is your purpose? Awaken an Ascension Guide. It will guide you to your true purpose, help you to wake up and see where you stand, where your position is in life. You could contact us at awaken1308@gmail.com. I try my best to reply to most of all the emails, actually, when I get to it. I don't do it every day, but eventually I do reply to every single one. Should you have a question out there that you want to get an answer to, or a request, or anything that you want to know, I will try my best to answer those questions for you or help as best as I can. You can also check us out on YouTube. I haven't been there for a while because I've been very busy myself. I'm trying hard to juggle all these things. Maybe there's too much on my plate, but I'm doing the best that I can right now. And you could check us out on YouTube, Barrington Awaken. If you type that in, you'll see some of the shows. You'll see all the shows, are listed on the website. But on YouTube, there's videos that we've made that you could see. And they illustrate the little things that we talk about, to get you, for example, to understand that you might be living as a lion in the sheep's clothing, or vice versa. So we put these videos out there just to provoke your thoughts. Awaken, Barrington Awaken on YouTube. And thanks again for joining us. We're just moving on. But today we're talking, and of course we had the question as to, is it too late? Is it too late? Can you change these things about you? Do you have that ability within you? Well, you do. Every single one of us. If you can hear this, you still have that ability to change your situation. And I beg you, please do not settle, because you might not only be depriving all of us of what is rightfully ours because you've come to share it, but take a good look at the situation and see how you could be impacting those who are looking on to you as their teacher, their guide. I remember my 10-year-old son told me one time, he was so excited when he found out he knew something I didn't know. He was 10. And he talks about this to this day. This is 12 years later. He goes, I remember that day when he taught me something. And I said, wow, I didn't know that. He felt so amazing. So you have to sit back and listen to all the things that's being said by everybody, because everyone out there has a method in which they try to teach you. Could be verbally, could they write it down on a board, or just their action. And remember that actions will always teach you greater than the words can ever do. So you're going to watch the person's or the teacher's action and see how they conduct themselves. Are they actually teaching you anything of value? You may not rule it or label it as good or bad. Just remember, it's a lesson that's being taught. It's probably even teaching you what not to do. Be mindful of that. It's never too late, never too late for you to step up and realize what we're trying to say today is not to settle. If you have self-doubt, you need to step up. There's some changes that needs to be made. If you think you can't do it, you need to step up. There's some changes that needs to be made. If you're afraid of anything, you need to step up. We're not designed to live that way. If you feel you're not deserving of something, you need to step up. And if you internalize the fear and the anger or the self-doubt, it will frustrate you. And this will bring us into a depressive state. And God knows you don't want to go there. Everybody knows you don't want to go there. It's never too late. Wake up is what we're teaching. And wake up is what you need to do. You have to learn and fight to get back on the path. It is quite difficult for many of us to think that we could do something different because we've been on this track for such a long time. We've accepted it as the truth. We've internalized it as the truth. And changing that is very hard to do, but change is inevitable. If you're constantly not feeling as if you're in the place you're supposed to be, there's a method in which to change it. If you're looking at something and comparing yourself to somebody, that's not the way to do it. There's a very common phrase that says, fake it until you make it. It is probably true, but what are you faking and what are you trying to make? You need to know your path. You need to know where you're going. You need to know it's not too late to step up and change anything about you. You have that ability. You have those tools within yourself to step up and realize that if it's not serving you, if you're not happy with it, if it's not what you thought it was going to be, you need to make the necessary adjustment. And like I've said in the earlier, that if you don't want to do it for yourself, do be mindful as to who is looking on you as guide or leader. Watch what you're sending, the signal you're sending to them. Your ideas of life will not be the same as the ideas that your children will have. And you need to be mindful of that. Many of us try to put our kids into these great things because we ourselves failed at them. And now we're trying to use them to fulfill our own fantasies. And you can become that because I didn't do it. You should become that because I couldn't do it. You should become that because I didn't have the opportunity to do it. We should feed them, take good care of them, and let them figure out what they want to do because it's their path. And most often, a lot of our children will end up taking a journey through life based on our recommendation. How are we able to give accurate recommendation if we don't know the direction that they want to go? We get them up, we get them out of their beds, we say, don't sleep in all day, don't be lazy or spending all your time doing this or doing that, you're wasting time. How do you know that for sure without knowing their destination, without knowing their path? Wake up. Please be mindful of the message you're sending to somebody else who's looking to you for guidance. If it's confusing, look at the ones that were guiding you and ask yourself that very important question. Did they guide you the way you needed to be guided? Are you still very happy with the ideas that they put in front of you? Their path will always be different than ours. They chose us as parents. I'm talking they as the children, chose us as parents to guide them to certain phase of their life. And then they get to a point where they said, okay, I got this. I'll take over from now. I'll be my own pilot. We don't always want to hear that from our children, but what choice do we have other than to accept it? It's never too late for anyone to step up and change the path that they're on. Have we got anything else there, sir?
And we have just two Let's see. Winnie writes in and just says, "May the Queen rest in peace." And that's from Winnie about Queen Elizabeth. And Ralph wrote in and he just wants to know the information about your book. And that's it. Back to you.
Ralph, thank you for that. The book is on Amazon.com. You could pick it up there. Awaken Ascension Guide that aligns you to your true purpose by Barrington. It's there. You could check it out if you go to Amazon. Easy to get. I did have a request a while back. Somebody had asked if I could sign their copy, if I have a method in which to just get a copy signed. Well, if you're still interested and you do want a signed copy of it, send me an email at awaken1308 and we could take it from there. Figure out how to get that to you and get it signed, because I will do that. awaken1308@gmail.com, and that's where I would get that information. I will take it from there to see if I could get you a copy, a signed copy of that book, Awaken Ascension Guide. Yes, regarding the Queen, a sad news this week. If you haven't heard it, I'm sure everybody has. And may the Queen rest in peace. And apparently she's been there for many, many, many years, and she's done an awesome job. So yes, we wish her a happy return to going home. We're talking today, and I've said many times, how to live your life, your true potential, how to stand up and live and be living your best self. So our topic of today is talking about never giving up or settling, and we shouldn't settle because we don't know that we're neglecting our purpose. We're not designed to hover. You're constantly going up. And if you stop, you've given up on your path. You're going down. So work as hard as you can to find out what your purpose is. And once you do that, you will constantly be trying to gain all the wisdom that exists on this planet. And it is possible. All the energy that exists on this planet that is within you. You have this ability to rise up and to be strong and to be your true self. And to thine own self, you got to be truth. True. So you have an obligation to find out the truth as to who you are. Rise up, wake up, and know who you are. And in doing that, you will know if you're on the path or you're on a journey that will lead you to your purpose. Once you decide not to give up, not to continue, and you give up, you will miss out. You're not living the life you should be living. You should go back and find out, look within yourself, and find that strength that's within every single one of us, which coincidentally is the same across the board. Every single one of us has this ability to change our situation. And if you change the mind, and what you install in the mind will eventually become your reality. So if you're putting in a whole bunch of negative things, you are going to end up in a negative place and doing negative things. But if you were to install positivity and you were to install what is good for your ideas only, and you're not taking advantage of anybody else out there, what you install will manifest itself on the external of who you are. The message is received in the mind. You put it in the heart. It gets delivered to the soul and into the universe. And you're living that life of awesomeness. But you must plant the good seed that you hope to receive, to reap one day. Whatever you plant, you will receive. So do a good job on planting the positivities. And for a lot of us, if you want to change the life, you create it, you see it, it will happen. If you could see it in the mind's eye, it will happen. If you could create this life that you're looking for, make it perfect and you reflect on it, eventually you're sending that message into the mind that will send it into your heart, and the body will act accordingly. And it's, if it's good, which as I suggest, you should be your own definition of good, and a great practice is to make sure it's not hurtful to anybody else, so you're not causing your growth on somebody else's back. You've heard me say many times, do not look down on your fellow man unless your intent is to live, to help him up. Plant the good seeds, and whatever you plant, you shall receive. You shall reap. If you're throwing a boomerang out there, negativity, remember, it only comes back to you. If you're digging a pit, you may as well dig two, because you are going to fall into one of them. And if you want to take advantage of somebody else, there is a payback to it, and we call that karma. You will receive what you've dished out. That is the karma. If you're doing negativity, it will come back. It's short-lived. There's some time will elapse where you have to pay that price. If you're riding high on the backs of other people, you have to understand that in your mind, the world that you live in is broken. You may think it's fantastic and it's doing awesome, but if we're all in the same pool and you pee in one end of the pool, guess what? It's going to affect everybody that's in that pool. And that's all of us, which coincidentally are the same. You may think it's awesome, you may think it's great, but it is only a part of the universe, and whatever you put out there, it's going to impact the rest of the world. So for you to knowingly take advantage of a group, a person, you are sending out negative vibes, and yes, you are living in that pee urine-filled pool as well as the rest of us. Happy, be strong and laugh and enjoy it, but you are just in the same pool with everybody else. So be mindful of what you're putting out there, because it's going to come back to haunt you. It's called karma, and it doesn't sleep, nor does it take a day off. It will come back. So be mindful as to what you're planting, and just be kind and plant good things that could benefit, blossom and bloom for all of mankind. This is your duty to life. Wake up is what we talk about. Study what you can do to learn spirituality. You're actually setting yourself up for an easy path of life where it's going to be filled with happiness, where your truth will be. Whatever you plant, you're going to receive, you're going to reap. Therefore, so why not plant good things so everybody could benefit from it? You feed the world. If you are thinking you are part of the universe, and if you like the body, if you're thinking that if you cut the finger off the left hand, the right hand might not care, but now you're forcing it to work harder or do other things. It does have an impact on all of the existence. Your attitude does count. Your action makes a difference for everyone else, which coincidentally are all the same. We're all the same. We're all a part of this great wave. So what you put in has a direct impact on everyone else. So why not plant good things? Why not put in good things? Why not do positive things that will benefit? If you are of that mindset that wants to cause harm or injustice or hardship for another, you are working way too hard, and you're not going to reap the benefits of it, because inevitably it will come back and haunt you, because that's how the conveyor belts work. That's how all of life work. Wake up to your own reality. Wake up to being a good person, because I feel within you, every single one of us has this ability to be awesome among everyone that we meet every day in our lives. You may not like the personality. You do not have to engage with that negative personality, you could simply walk away from it, like going through the forest and encounter poison ivy. You don't have to pick it. Just, you know, take another route away from it and ignore it, because that poison ivy, I'm sure, can't figure it out yet, but I'm sure it has a purpose. So if that somebody is coming at you with verbal diarrhea, you do not have to engage. You simply just move away from it, because, you know, one hand can't clap. You need both. So if they react in a negative way and you're not there, eventually that negativity will go away. You'll never be successful clapping one hand. You know, I'm just saying all that. Wake up. You do not have to encounter the negative that's coming towards you. You have the ability to move away from it and let it be. It is not who you are, it's not for you, and it's not serving a great purpose in your life. Therefore, you don't have to headbutt, clash, or react to it. It has nothing to do with you. Again, walk through the forest, see the poison ivy, just move around and let it be. They have to deal with what they have to deal with, or the skunk, or whatever it is that's out there that's not really good for your life. Just wake up. Before we go off here, do we have any more emails?
You just have one, actually, but it's Peter. He said, enjoy the day today, Barrington. I learned a lot from you. It reminded me of my old days in school. And that's from Peter, and back to you.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to get in there before the last few minutes. Peter, thank you very much. The old days back in school. And, you know, actually, I was just talking about that today. We go through our training, we go through our school, and we hit maybe mid-20s, and most of us just stop, and then we think that's enough. It's like the lumberjack with that awesome axe, and he chop a tree down, and he forget to sharpen the axe, and then he's chopping a lot harder and a lot harder and a lot harder, not knowing that he's exerting too much effort into finding something that could be a lot easier. So I say all that is just, you always have to leave that open door to learn something new. You know, sign up for a course. And I talk about this a lot, maybe not recently, you know, try something different. Keep that hamster running. Keep your mind open. Do not settle thinking you've got the degree, you've finished your education, you've done this. No, try something new. Keep the hamster on its feet. You know, a friend of mine, good friend of mine said the other day, it's important for the fish to know the sharks are in the water too. Because it's going to keep them agile and keep them sharp. Yes, it's important to know that there's information out there that you might benefit from. Do not allow yourself just to sit there and be lull and accept the fact that you've gone this far and that's enough for you. Keep that hamster running, keep it fed, keep it nourished, keep it going. And remember, it is so important to know, for that fish to know that the other sharks are out there, or for the sheep to know that there's a lion out there. I don't think they cross each other. However, it's important to know that, because it will keep you on your toes where we need to be, and we will not settle. It brings us right into accepting that it's never too late. It's always, the doors are always open, and you will always have the ability to step up and to change everything in your path that you're not enjoying right now. We talk about it today's show, that it's going to be posted on our webpage later today. It's never too late. Thank you very much for that, Peter. And yes, you're reminded of back in the days of schooling, but as long as we were alive, as long as we're human beings, and as long as we're on this journey through life, we do have to take some time to keep the hamster running, if you know what I mean. You got to have the education coming in, not necessarily the academic training that we've gone through for many, many, many years. In my opinion, too many, but you always have to keep yourself alert and bring yourself up to speed, learn a new trade, learn a new ideas, learn how to trade, learn how to do practice medicine, to play an instrument, to learn a new language. Just keep it going. I want to thank everybody we have a minute left here, who's joined us today, and thank all those who's taken the time out to send out their questions or the email or concern or praises. Again, we feel bad that the Queen has passed. And so be it. It's a touchy subject for some people. They don't always agree. That's not the nature of our show today. not the nature of a show. Or 9/11, I said that, I briefed over it. It's not the nature of the show. We talk about spirituality. My job, and I love doing that, is to teach you how to be positive and to stand up all the time and do the best that you can do. I want to leave you with this note that if it's not true, please don't say it. It doesn't serve you any at all. If it's not yours, do not take it. It doesn't serve you at all. The more you take, the less you will have, because you're giving up some of you to accept that new things that you're taking. And if it is wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Thank you very much and have a good week.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.